to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we are uttering our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We are in chapter 18 with verses 10 through 14. See that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over that than the other 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost. Treat a child with shame. Hell's fire you gain. We must love them just the same. Teach them not to be insane by constantly making pain. Choices of a child you must maintain to remain in the game. Their understanding is yours, not the world who teaches something plural, that is excess, but it is not. What they learn, God tells us, is up to us, guiding them to see truth as trust. God warns us not to lead them astray. Lord knows one day you'll pay. Maybe you don't believe in this fiery end until God judges you for your life of teaching the little ones sin. Wait not until it's too late to act. Then you'll understand when people say you have a monkey on your back. And that will surely be fact, for something foreign has polluted your child's soul. Because you chose not to teach right over wrong. A liar for the weak isn't strong, where someone introduced concepts Satan has shown. Indoctrinated by some public school, thinking they have the right to teach your child it's okay to be different, feeling like something they call non-gender specific. Girls don't want to be identified as girls, something neutral, and the same goes for boys. Or worse, they want to be called a girl when a boy, or a boy when a girl. They say it's great for a child to have an active imagination. Yet teaching them to lie, one must have the expectation that life will be tough without validation. In a world of flesh sensations, stealing their soul, unable to validate the truth of salvation. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please believe me when I say that I forgive others their sin against me, as I pray that those forgive me my sin. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Lord, you know we pray for our family each day, our children, our wives, our mothers, our fathers who have passed. We pray for those friends that we reach out to each day, Lord. We ask that you lift them up, especially our brothers in Kairos, those that we continue to teach the faith, those men in blue. We continue to pray for the sister of Jackie. We always pray for our Holy Mother as we continue to lift up the will of God that shows that she is the crown queen of heaven and earth. We continue to pray for our friend for him to have a baby. And we pray for those who are taking care of the little ones in need, like my cousin Cheryl and Joe. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior. By his precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel, where practice today is in chapter 18 with verses 10 through 14, three stanza poem, ongoing. It's titled, One's Little, Despise Not Their Cares. One's little, despise not their cares. Father, heavenly face, looking spot, always beat by heavenly angels theirs. Opinion yours, he cared for a lot. Astray go one sheep out of 100, stray search hills, leaving the other 99. Amen, it found more rejoicing. He thundered over the 99 stray knots who are fine. Way same, just some forgot. Father heavenly will not. One's little become lost. He will search at all cost. Amen. I'm Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It's April 18th, 2023. Recording this morning at 5:43 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. We close at 7:11 in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. God bless you, John.